The doctor, white-bearded and perfectly bald, pulled me out of the room. "I want to go over your father's CAT scans with you," he said. He put the films up on a viewing box in the hallway and pointed with the eraser end of his pencil to the pictures of Baba's cancer, like a cop showing mugshots of the killer to the victim's family. Baba's brain on those pictures looked like cross-sections of a big walnut, riddled with tennis-ball-shaped gray things. "As you can see, the cancer's metastasized," he said. "He'll have to take steroids to reduce the swelling in his brain and anti-seizure medications. And I'd recommend palliative radiation. Do you know what that means?" I said I did. I'd become conversant in cancer talk. "All right then," he said. He checked his beeper. "I have to go, but you can have me paged if you have any questions." "Thank you," I said. I spent the night sitting on a chair next to Baba's bed. The next morning, the waiting room down the hall was jammed with Afghans. The butcher from Newark, an engineer who had worked with Baba on his orphanage. They filed in and paid Baba their respects in hushed tones. Wished him a swift recovery. Baba was awake then, groggy and tired, but awake. Mid-morning, General Tahiri and his wife came. Surayya followed. We glanced at each other and looked away at the same time. "How are you, my friend?" General Tahiri said, taking Baba's hand. Baba motioned to the IV hanging from his arm and smiled thinly. The general smiled back. "You shouldn't have burdened yourselves, all of you," Baba croaked. "It's no burden," Khanum Tahiri said. "No burden at all," the general said. "More importantly, do you need anything? Anything at all? Ask me like you'd ask a brother." I remembered something Baba had said about Pashtuns once. "We may be hard-headed, and I know we're far too proud, but in the hour of need, believe me that there's no one you'd rather have at your side than a Pashtun." Baba shook his head on the pillow. "Your coming here has brightened my eyes." The general smiled and squeezed Baba's hand. "How are you, Amirjan? Do you need anything?" The way he was looking at me, the kindness in his eyes. "Nay, thank you, General Sahib. A lump shot up in my throat and my eyes teared over. I bolted out of the room. I wept in the hallway, by the viewing box where the night before I had seen the killer's face. Baba's door opened and Surayya walked out of his room. She stood near me. She was wearing a gray sweatshirt and jeans, and her hair was down. I wanted to find comfort in her arms. "I'm so sorry, Amir," she said. "We all knew something was wrong, but we had no idea it was this." I blotted my eyes with my sleeve. He didn't want anyone to know. "Do you need anything?" "No," I said. I tried to smile. She put her hand on mine, our first touch. I took it and brought it to my face, my eyes. I let it go. "You'd better go back inside, or your father will come after me." She smiled and nodded. "I should." She turned to go. "Surayya?" "Yes?" "I'm happy you came. It means the world to me."